This is John Calipari, head basketball coach for the University of Kentucky. Welcome to one of our Commonwealth's most treasured traditions, filled with colorful pageantry, remarkable speed, and stunning surprises. It's the first jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown. Kentucky Derby 135 on 84 WHAS.
It's Derby Day 135. 84 WHAS is proud to bring you continuing coverage, a service of United Dynamics PermaDrive. Our full 84 WHAS broadcast crew is standing by to keep you updated throughout the day with live team coverage from the rooftop, the grandstands, the infield, the backside, the paddock, and the streets around Louisville. Now, from our Derby Day Broadcast Center at historic Churchill Downs, here are your hosts for Derby Day 135, Tony Cruz and Paul Rogers.
There is no tougher race to handicap than the Kentucky Derby. This year, it's been a major challenge just to figure out who's in the Kentucky Derby. Hello, everyone, from Churchill Downs on an overcast, but we are assured no more rainy day at Churchill Downs at school, but everybody's excited about the 135th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Let's see what Sandy Sullivan's doing now at the Derby Station.
Hey guys, of course the Kentucky Derby is synonymous with horses and of course that mint julep. And I've got a mint julep vendor here. Angela, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
So you guys are out here early. What time do you guys get here in the morning?
5:30.
And you're not selling juleps at 5:30 though, are you?
Of course not. 8:30 is when we do our first one usually.
8:30 in the morning. So what kind of a person is buying a mint julep at 8:30 in the morning?
Anybody and everybody.
I guess the other question would be, do you tend to see a lot of repeat customers? I mean, you guys are out here in the front, obviously, so you're probably catching people on the way in. But when you're selling mint juleps, do you typically find that somebody starts with a julep at 8:30 in the morning and sticks with them all day?
We have a lot of repeat customers. We've already had repeat customers this morning.
Already. Wow. Thank you guys so much for chatting with me. I really do appreciate it. This is Cindy Sullivan on your Derby Station 84 WHAS.
Thank you, Cindy. She talks to the normal people. Terry Miners tends to find the abnormal. Let's see who, you stick with your own kind. Here's Terry.
These boys roll in from Canton, Ohio, 30 years now. Bill, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great, my man.
All in the same car?
No, we couldn't do that.
So you meet each other.
Yeah, fine.
All right, so I understand that our radio station already helped you win $20 early this morning.
Absolutely. I won $20. My friend Bill here called me up and told me that I want revenge scratched. And we were talking about it at breakfast, and I told Ernie here, I sort of threw the bait out there and said, I'll bet you he doesn't even finish in the top 10. Well, right away, he gives me odds, 2-1 odds, and he took the bet. But so I already made $20 on it.
Ernie's been on this trip 11 years, not 30. Ernie, you should learn to never mess with guys that have been here 30 years. They've got too much smart.
That's, you know what? That's a testimony to your radio station, WHHAS, excuse me. Because, like we said earlier, we've been listening to the station for how many years now, guys?
30 years.
So he had the slight edge on me this year.
All right, boys, there they are. That's the Mount Rushmore of Canton, Ohio. Terry Miners on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Tom, this is 40 years in broadcasting here in the Louisville community. You've been a part of 84 WHAS now for what, 4 or 5? Is that how long?
It's about 5 years, I guess, now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how long back it goes, but it's
now, is this 40 derbies?
Fun.
Is this 40 derbies, 41 derbies, 30 derbies?
Well, this is my 40th, yes. So I've not been to every one of them, but I'm going to volunteer to work next year because you got the best seat in the house here, Tony.
Yeah, we'd like to take advantage of our situation. But 40 derbies, congratulations, my friend, and happy retirement.
And I've only had about 2 or 3 of them ever cash a ticket on. So.
Well, you're beating the odds, You're probably beating the odds. All right, that's Tom Wills from the Wave Free Storm Center. Denton Randall's joining the team today, and let's see who he has with him. Denton?
Well, I'm standing here talking to a gentleman with quite an ensemble. Sir, tell us your name first.
It's Keith Gambrill.
And where are you from, Keith?
Cincinnati.
Well, welcome. And would you describe for our listeners what it is you're wearing?
I have on white bucks, pink pants, and a pink and green Lilly Pulitzer jacket with giraffes on it with my racehorse cufflinks.
Oh, nice touch.
Yes.
And let's not forget the pink bow tie.
The pink bow tie.
All right.
It's just called Little Devils.
Okay. Now, describe for us the thought process that went on this morning when you selected this ensemble.
All of the women in Kentucky get the greatest opportunity to wear these big fancy hats. And then the men all just get to do whatever they want to do. But I now get to wear this great outfit that competes with all these beautiful hats.
So what you're saying is you're sort of striking a blow for men's independence,
that's
men's
right.
liberation
that's
in the, in fashion consciousness.
At the Derby, that's what we're doing.
Well, you are a great American, sir. On behalf of men everywhere, I think we owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you so much for visiting with us today, and good luck today. Denton Randall on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's find out what Francine's doing. She's out talking with some of the folks. Francine?
Well, this is now the quintessential media covering media, because you never know who you're going to run into, but I ran into a, let's say, crew from our friend, Wave 3, John Belsky, meteorologist, and Dale, one of the best photojournalists in town. You guys just shot the funniest story on women and the footwear that they've got. This is why I walk around in flats. My heels are upstairs.
That's the way to be, isn't it? Because we had Dale had two of the tallest heels we'd seen out here today, and they said, well, it's Derby. You just have to look great, and they're suffering through the pain and anguish of that.
These are cobblestones, though, and sometimes you're walking on dirt.
I know, and there's mud around here, too. So you are the smart one. Now we just also did a shot where we did Churchill Idol. We had some ladies singing songs with sun in them, like, good day, sunshine, here comes the sun, sunshine on my shoulders, makes me happy, and so forth.
But, you know, you're not bad yourself, Belsk, if this weather thing doesn't work out.
Simon Cowell, if you're listening, I'm ready to go on Idol. That's right. You have to be 28 or younger, though, don't you? Well, maybe they'll come out with a senior citizen version or something of Idol. Middle Age Idol. Doesn't it have a great ring to it?
Thanks, gents. I appreciate it. John Belsky, you can see with our forecast, and maybe we should keep him singing and the sun will come out. I'm Francine for your Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Ron and Mel. Let's see what the beautiful couple's doing now.
That is Triple D in the house. Guy Fieri and his lovely wife are here.
Yeah.
Our favorite Food Network show, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. We're so glad to have you here.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad it's your favorite show. It's my favorite show, too.
Seriously, yeah. When they run, Sunday is our only day off, and they run like two or three of them in a row, and we have to watch it every Sunday. The only problem is, of course, it makes us hungry, and then we eat even more. How do you keep from gaining weight during the show?
We ran here from California.
Uh-huh.
We started about 8 days ago, and there's no engine in that car. There's just pedals. So I'll pedal that thing and make a... No, you know what it is? Moderation. That's the key to the whole thing, and I can't say I'm that petite. But the other funny thing about it is, we go around and we try all these places, and people say, well, you know, do you eat the whole thing? Oh, my, come on now.
No,
I have to try
way.
Five things on a show. I couldn't eat the whole thing. So think about it a little bit. It works out that way. But I think the purple thing is... It's a year
it
of the purple, don't
theme.
You think?
Apparently
I think so. I think so.
Of course, I made him wear it.
Yeah.
So,
oh, did you?
Did you pick out what he's wearing?
No.
Did he do this?
He did. He surprised
really?
Me.
Me and our 12-year-old. He was, Hunter and I were down in San Diego, and I said, oh, Hunter, I got it. What do you want? So Hunter would go through, and he'd pick stuff out, and he goes, I like this one. And so when you're getting dressed like a 12-year-old, you know.
I must tell you, we expected shorts and flip-flops.
You know what? I think everybody did. Do you know they're on underneath?
Are they?
Yes.
I don't blame you.
These shoes right off, and it turns into flip-flops.
Guy Fieri there, and his lovely wife, and it's Ron and Mel on the Derby Station, 84 WHAS.
Let's go visit with Lachlan McLean and find out if he ever got to run back and get something to eat from Howard.
By the way, I didn't, because I told you the bathroom lines are unbelievable, and when nature calls, that's got to be the priority. But I did have the most impressive moment on the backside, a massive line for the restroom facilities, and a soldier walked up in full kind of camouflage fatigues, and every guy in line insisted that he walk by all of them and get in there, and he kept trying to, no, sir, no, sir, and they said, we are going to stand here, and we refuse to not let you go to the bathroom. So, God bless America, you can use a urinal, you know, so that's how that works.
He's a guy who bought a camouflage outfit at home and just wore it.
Exactly.
I know what you'll be wearing next year.
That's my attire. I've got the hookup.
That bugle means one thing here in Churchill Downs and everywhere. That means the run for the roses is getting closer.
In the Kentucky Derby. A bit of a squeeze coming from Join in the Dance. He likes to go to the lead, and he is going to get there from the middle of the pack and angles over toward the rail. And Regal Ransom is up there with him. Those two are together, and then tightly bunched behind that with Pioneer of the Nile, along with Desert Party, then Papa Clem. Down along the rail is Musket Man. Up between horses goes Freeze and Fire, looking very eager to run. But now we come on through the stretch and beginning to open up room. That is Mind That Bird, a huge long shot. Mind That Bird coming to the wire, and Mind That Bird, a monumental upset, wins the Derby by about 8 lengths. It was a three-horse photo with Musket Man, Pioneer of the Nile, and Papa Clem, and then the following horse after that was Summer Bird. Mind That Bird from New Mexico wins the Kentucky Derby at the astronomical odds of 50-1.